You are listening to the Purely Table of People podcast. I'm your host, Nebo Mahoney, and welcome to the show where we explore what really makes a chemist. Hey guys, and welcome to the fifth episode. It's so fantastic to be building this little database of knowledge for everyone, and I hope everyone who's listened thus far has found them really useful and the guests super engaging. I've really enjoyed all my conversations so far with all the guests that you've heard from. Please don't forget to rate, review and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Today I'm going to be speaking with Sarah, who recently graduated from her master's in analytical chemistry. She pursued chemistry as an undergraduate degree and then fell in love with the topic of her FYP or final year project and decided to pursue that topic via a master's. There's a little bit of mirroring between Sarah and Michelle, our previous guest's storylines, but Michelle kind of focuses on her time in academia, whereas Sarah's talk kind of focuses on work a little bit. She is so passionate. She's a joy to listen to. You can just tell she absolutely loves chemistry and loves to learn, and she was just fantastic to speak with. She speaks about the importance of having extracurricular activities during your undergrad to benefit your future career and your mental health, and she discusses how she found her study groove and the power of group study. I hope you enjoy as much as I enjoyed my conversation with Sarah, and I'll speak to you soon. Welcome to the podcast, Sarah. So delighted to have you on today.
Thanks so much, Nia. It's good to be here.
Brilliant. So I'm going to start with our first kind of icebreaker question that we ask all our guests, and that is, what is your definition of success in both a career and personal sense?
I think it's really good to have goals. And I know, like for myself, I love working hard and I love putting a lot of my time and effort into my goals, both in my career and in my personal life. But I think as well, as long as you're content and you're fulfilling yourself and that you know you've worked your hardest, I think you kind of have to be okay with that. And for me, like, I do feel successful because I'm content with my personal and my career life at the moment. And because life's never going to be perfect, it's never all going to be okay. So I think success for me is being kind of content with what you're doing and where you are in your life. That would be my opinion on it anyways.
Yeah, I really like that. I like that it's kind of like a realistic sense that you need to like know that what your level is. You're not, if you're a chemist, you're realistically not going to be the first person in like on Mars, let's say. Do you like that? It needs to be like attainable for your skill set. I really like that. So next question is, take us through your career journey, I suppose, from when you're in school and like even the subjects you covered when you were in school to your current career.
Perfect. So I consider myself relatively new in my career because I'm just starting out. But if you kind of go back through the years in secondary school, I always wanted to be an English maths teacher, actually. But I really loved chemistry and I loved like learning about it. But I always kind of had this idea in my head that I was going to be an English and maths teacher. And last minute, I just decided to go with it. I'd always been into reading and stuff like that, so that's why I thought that I would be good at studying English. But when I went into science, I kind of knew it was the right choice because I love biology and I love chemistry, and I did business as well in school. I actually love business because both of my parents are accountants, so
okay, maths makes sense now.
kind of very logical. Yeah. And maths is good as well, I suppose. So I went into biological and chemical sciences in UCC. So that's where I did my undergraduate degree, and I found the biology and the chemistry, like wildly different in terms of like in secondary school, I enjoyed both a lot. And in first year in biological and chemical sciences, I just found they're completely two different like types of studying and types of learning.
Completely.
So for the biology ones, like it was like, I don't know, were you in biological and chemical
sciences? Yeah, I did it too. Yeah.
Did you do it too? For like biology, I found that it was like you were going and you were like learning essays and making essays and learning them off and all that kind of stuff just didn't appeal to me at all. Whereas chemistry like made sense, and it was all about like, in my opinion, it was all about like understanding and kind of applying things.
Actually really similar to what
Applying
Michelle
things.
said too, that
Yeah.
it was the understanding that drew
Was
her.
it? Yeah. Yeah, because I think like the biology thing, it was just seemed like they just wanted you to like regurgitate like information that they were throwing at you in lectures and stuff. And like the biology, it was very, very interesting. Like I found like the microbiology really interesting and stuff. But no, like I just felt like it was kind of forced. Where the chemistry was so, yeah, it just appealed to me a lot more.
Yeah, I suppose it was more interactive and open to interpretation versus write this essay back to
Yeah.
me in an exam.
Yeah, and I don't know about you, but I really enjoyed the chemistry labs in first year. I just thought they were so interesting.
Yeah, definitely, because I actually went into biological and chemical sciences to do biology. I wanted to do neuroscience.
Really?
And I suppose I remember on the last day of our labs in first year in chemistry, he went around the lab and he was just like, "Oh, anyone who's planning on doing chemistry next year, put up your hand." And none of us put up our hands. But I remember everyone really loved the chemistry lab, like way more than any of the biology. And
Yeah.
I know I was probably a little bit biased because I did end up going to do the chemistry side of things, even though that was like April and I had no
Yeah.
interest at that point. But I know that even like thinking back and like going to your biology labs and dissecting a fish versus going to a chemistry lab and doing titrations, even something that you'd done and leaving cert, it just felt a lot more, I don't know, maybe grown up and you're a little bit more independent.
Yeah, completely. I 100% agree. I feel like that's where you kind of get into your own groove and you kind of learn the way you like to work. But like as well, you're sharing the lab with everyone else. But it's so much more fun. I don't know why I just found them so much more fun than the biology labs, and the chemistry ones. Like you kind of just found your groove. You like got better at doing certain things and you just felt more confident in yourself. But I suppose that's true for anything you spend a lot of time in. But I just thought that they were way more interesting than the biology ones. And then I said I'd go into chemical sciences, so that's what I did. And then we were in there. It was kind of, analytical chemistry, physical chemistry, organic and inorganic. So I think my two favorites were like analytical and organic. So I did my FYP in analytical chemistry, then fourth year. So those labs were really interesting because I was kind of one-on-one in a demonstrator, and you were kind of by yourself and learning how to write literature reviews and like theses and like presenting, and it's kind of a whole different thing than like the chemistry labs as well. So you just become very independent and very good at time management. So then I went on and I did my master's degree in analytical chemistry.
And just from your FYP, did your FYP give you an interest in doing that analytical master's, or is it something you always had in your mind that you wanted to do?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I think the FYP is what drew me to it, because I think reading so much about all of the different like columns and the HPLCs and all the different analytical techniques, and having to research so much about it and compare them, and having to like spend so much time in the analytical chemistry degree labs, the analytical chemistry labs, and that's where I thought that it would be really useful for industry because that's where I was aiming to go, because I knew that that could be a huge part of my career in industry, in a pharmaceutical company. So I also wanted placement. So it's kind of, I don't know, have you had ever had placement in when you were in chemistry,
No,
Niamh?
we didn't do any placement. It was actually one of my deciding factors whenever I was decided to do chemistry and was looking at the three chemistry options, so straight chem, forensics, and
Yeah.
CBC. And I was looking at them and I was like, don't want to pick any modules because I don't want to pick a module that I'm bad at. And then it was my own fault that I picked it. So that was like straight
Right.
chem out. And then I was like, back when I was like 18, it seemed like a great idea not to do placement. I didn't want to have to spend a summer doing placement. So that's why I didn't do CBC.
That's fair. That's fair. Especially if you have a fun job.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Then, yeah, I went into the analytical chemistry masters. So I did the straight one. I think there's an environmental one, there's also a pharmaceutical one. So I went into the straight one where you have an elective to pick either the environmental or the pharmaceutical option. So I picked the pharmaceutical option because I felt like it would touch like a lot of different subjects in the industry, and it really, really did. Like it went into like biotechnology, like micro, like biopharmaceutical processing. Like, oh my God, there's so like, and like even like the history of all the different drugs and Oh my God, it was so good. Like downstream, upstream processing, all this kind of stuff that like I hadn't even been exposed to before in chemistry, which is why I think like they should expand like the options to like give those kind of lectures in like our undergraduate chemistry course, because I honestly just thought it was so good. Like it was really hard, it was really tough, but it was so interesting and it covered such a like a wide base of them, of all the different subjects. So the only thing about it was that it was basically like nearly a biology module, in that it was all essay based basically. So like it just like, and that's why I wouldn't have been suited to biology. If I had six of those modules and I had to remember like 30 essays per module and maybe get an okay grade from that, I don't know how some people do it. Because like I'm like more like understanding a topic and like thinking about it and like applying it to different things, whereas for that like you just need to know so much information, and then like it's like you'd be put under so much pressure, do you know? And even if you did understand it, you might not be able to remember it at the time, and I don't know, it just, but anyways, I really enjoyed that part. And then we did troubleshooting labs as well. So then we went into the analytical labs, and they went through like so many different instruments and talking through like what, like how the instrument worked, and like if there all the different possible problems that you could have with each instrument. So like it would go into like a build-up of pressure, if there were any leaks, how would you detect them, and like if there was like wide peaks, and if there's different like different chromatograms, and like they went through like GC, then they went through capillary electrophoresis, obviously the HPLC, and that's when I knew I kind of wanted to learn a lot more about the different analytical techniques. Like that just kind of touched on it. So then what else? We also did like the analytical chemistry modules and things like that. And we did a lot of like going to different
Oh, that's such a
pharmaceutical
good
sites.
addition to the course.
And that's actually, yeah, I know, because that's actually, I'm pretty sure how I got my
Really?
job. The company that, one of the companies that we went to, they took us around the site, and they were like, oh, do you know, if you have any interest in the job here, just like throw your CV in this thing. So it was more like kind of like an, it wasn't like a job, it was like an open-ended
Okay.
portal that you could just kind of put your CV in case they ever had any job opportunities. So I said, you know, I've thrown it for the opportunity, and like it's important to put yourself out there as well, which is something I didn't really learn until my master's year. In that I feel like I was kind of trying to be kind of trying to spend a lot of time on my studies and stuff. And while that's really, really important, it's also important to get a lot of other skills, like going for like class rep, or like trying to build on like opportunities like that, like organizing, like we could have organized our own site tours in undergrad if we had tried
Absolutely.
hard enough, maybe, but like we didn't. Do you know? And it's only now looking back on it that you're like, what a missed
Yeah, it's easy to
opportunity.
get caught up
Yeah.
in the academia.
No, it really is. And then you have so much pressure on yourself, and you're like, oh, I don't have time to be this kind of a rep or to do this on this team because I have to study this tonight and do this lab report.
Completely. I was very, very
But
similar.
yeah. But then like looking back at it, you're like, oh God, why didn't I just take a day to like try and do this? Or, but yeah, no, I think like hindsight's a great thing. And it's like something like my sister's in first year now, and I'm like telling her all this stuff, and she's probably sick of me, but I'm just trying to like tell her the things that I've learned. But we'll see how she takes them. But no, so then yeah, and then they called me. So I finished out my undergrad. We did our second semester exams online. The COVID pandemic
Yeah.
just hit as we were about to do the exams, and we had to do them from home. And then in the middle of one of my exams, I got a phone call, and it was for an interview, and I was like, oh God. Right, yeah, I was like, okay, that's great news, also back to the exam, here you go, head down. So it's all happening. And then I went to my placement as part of my master's. So I went to a pharmaceutical company. So that was such a great experience. And like, God, it makes me wish that I had tried much harder to get it in like my undergraduate degree, because I think I learned so much up there. Now, it was supposed to be for my master's in analytical chemistry degree, but it was nothing to do with analytical chemistry. That's why I think like my mind is so like open now to all these new things, because they like put me in like a technical operations
Oh,
team.
very good.
And like, yeah, so like I had no experience in technical operations. Like I might have been okay in like a QC lab, but I definitely didn't know what I was doing up there. But my manager like sat me down when I started, and he was like, look, I know that you like you've been studying to be like a QCL analyst or QC analyst or just something in a lab. And he was like, but while you're here, I think you could learn so much. It's like mainly like chemical engineers or engineers who work in this department, but like I want to make you the best technical operations intern that you can be, that like you learn so much that you like might be interested in doing this in the future. So it was all about like what the team did is basically looking at like any batches that like failed or could be like reprocessed or like improving processes or taking out steps and like doing like front runs, which are basically like you're doing like a large scale reaction that you do in a big manufacturing suite, like in a lab, and trying to improve the process or
Okay.
trying to see what would happen if you did this or this. And it's all like kind of research and development more so than, you know, you have to meet that acceptance criteria and you have to do this to get a result. This is all like trying to figure out what worked best and how to change different parameters to best suit your yield and to get a higher a lower level of impurities and that kind of stuff.
So it was different every day,
So it was
which I suppose was nice.
oh God, so different every day. And then you could be just like writing like instructions for like the operators to do in the like the manufacturing suite. Like it was so different to what I'd been studying in college. And then like they were like constantly trying to like I don't know if this is everyone's experience for the placement, but like they were constantly trying to like improve my skills. So they kept on getting me to like study like reactions. And you know when you like you probably like read a lot into like the synthesis of things, like the really like the hardcore like deep level of why things are do like are done like this
Yeah.
and the chemistry of everything and like if you increase the temperature here, why you should do that and it can't be less than this and why is that? And they'd make me like present on it and they'd make me present on it like multiple times and every time they'd want like a higher level of detail. So it was like trying to really like strengthen my understanding of like what was going on in the whole process, even though it was like 12 big steps of like how you get from a starting material to like a finished product and drug product. And you'd be able to ask, they could ask you anything and you'd have to be able to supply an answer. So you'd be like researching and trying to figure out, like asking people questions in your spare time, trying to figure out like why like did they crystallize this way? Why didn't they not crystallize that way? And that kind of stuff, which I was never exposed to any engineering, so I didn't really ever think like that.
Yeah, and also that they structured the internship, I suppose, to be there's so much learning in that. There's so much learning in knowing to ask
Yeah,
questions and being
it's mad.
interested that they obviously really knew what they were doing in trying to
Yeah,
bring a chemist into an engineering background.
definitely. I would think. Yeah, no, it was so interesting. If I'd say, like, I just found it like such an enjoyable experience, and I was really sad to go as well because they were so nice there. But I knew like I wanted to move back to Cork, so I kind of continued on my journey down to Cork, and I went into a QC department, and I wasn't sure kind of because I didn't have the experience from the masters, if like in the lab for those like 5 or 6 months. Or I was so lucky as well to get a placement
Yeah.
and to be able to continue on with the placement, but I wasn't sure if it was going to like be a disadvantage to me that I hadn't gotten the QC experience, but it actually wasn't. I think it made me think a lot more about like what I want to do and like what my opportunities are, and if there's any like I don't feel like there's a limit to more things that I can study. Like I feel like I can kind of go on and keep on doing bits. So like when I went into the QC lab, like as soon as I started like learning, there was so much to learn. And I'm actually like so fascinated by everything that goes on in the lab. Like I'm constantly asking people questions. I'm just like I'm trying to like learn techniques and there's just so much to learn. And there's so much in the lab going on, and it's wild, but it's so much fun and it's really interesting. And like one day I hope that I can be good at all of those things, but I think it's going to take a lot of work, but we'll get there eventually. I'm just like
Yeah, and you sound like you love learning. You sound so excited
a
to learn new information.
nerd, that's what I am. But yeah, no, like but everyone in my lab is so lovely. At the moment, so I'm working down in Cork in a pharmaceutical company, and like the lab I'm working in, so like there's like multiple groups in my one lab, so we all support like small molecule, and then there's like multiple groups in my lab, so like there's people of all ages, like there's people with so many different personalities, but it's like they're all so lovely, and anyone you talk to you'd get on like a house on fire. Like they're just so nice. I think I just was so surprised by how nice everyone was when I came into industry. But yeah, no, it was a really nice experience, and it's definitely such a fantastic first job, like for so many nice people to be around me. And like for my team, like they basically took care of me for the first like 5 months I was there, acting like they were like it's like I was a small child and they were like minding me. But it was nice to have that bit of guidance going into industry, like someone watching out for you.
I suppose whenever you've moved from academia into industry, kind of what were the challenges? Like how did you find adapting between the two, or were they very similar?
I think they are and they aren't. I think like when I was in academia, it was like solely based on me. Like I had all of the resources there to go out and learn, to go to the library and like study this today, and like this is what I wanted to do, and this is the exam paper I was going to try today, and then I'd approve. And to be fair, like in college, like I did try and make it as teamwork as possible. Like I like to do like study groups with my friends where we go through like exam questions, and I'd go up to other people in my class and we talk about different essay questions or like different answers we were given. Or like I was like on good enough terms with some of the lecturers where I'd like go and like ask them how they thought I could improve an answer. But I think in industry you kind of have to push yourself to like go out and talk to people and like to get their help on that. And like everyone has their own perspective on things, and like you have to use your own initiative when you're in industry. Like you have to like go out and like start things for yourself. And like I'm learning so much from even like newer people who started after me who have like 20 years experience. They've come in and like I feel like there's such a difference between the way like they started and I started. I feel like they are like lean, like they're like trying to like improve processes like as soon as they come in. And like I think it's just such a fantastic thing to be able to do, to like look at a process, see a problem, be able to suggest an idea, and have the confidence in yourself to be able to suggest it to people, and to be able to carry it out then.
Yeah, no,
But
definitely. No, that's it. It's more about adapting to industry. And I suppose you kind of mentioned about studying in groups. How did you kind of study whenever you were in college? I think that's something like a lot of the listeners might be interested in, especially those who haven't really found the study technique that suits them just yet.
I feel like my main method is like I like being by myself and studying, but I also like working in a group. I don't know about you, but I thrive from working in a group. I feel like that's the way I properly learn. Whereas like I like to have everything in order by myself and like have my exam questions like tried and written out, and I like to like go through all the lecture notes and like that kind of way, and then like fully understand the course material. And then I like to go into a room with like me and my best friends in my undergrad degree, we used to like book a study room every weekend. We'd go through all these exam questions, and everyone would have a different perspective on what the answer was.
Yeah, so that's a really good kind of point, I suppose, for people as well, that it's like the camaraderie of having your friends there, that you're not doing it alone, and that all the work doesn't fall on you, that like you can kind of take turns and like do your best together.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, that's it. That's like I found like that really fun in college as well, like compared to the leaving cert. Whereas you're nearly always by yourself, or like you're listening to your teacher, or you're by yourself. Like in college, I feel like everyone's learning the same thing. It's really different. It's a really big jump. Like it's a very different style of learning.
Yeah, so if you think about even assignments that, like, if someone was stuck in a question, you'd help each other out, which wasn't necessarily a thing in school because it was such an independent learning experience.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But that wasn't the case in college. I feel like people in college, they see you in the library. They're like, oh, have you done that question? And you're like, oh yeah, do you want to compare answers? And like, it's no, there's not really that much. Like, I don't know about in your class, but in my class, like everyone wanted
Yeah,
to
we were
help
the
each other.
same.
Like, no one was really competitive, and there is that curve that of like you're trying to like get the best,
Yeah.
but I think everyone knows that you can't really make it through the course without helping each other.
Exactly, that there's people who are good at one thing and people are good at another thing. Yeah.
And like you want to help other people, like the more you help each other out, like the better your answers are probably going to be anyways. So you're better off like just helping people. And that's what I found anyways. I'm trying to think, but yeah. And then like once I'd kind of perfect, I was a bit of a perfectionist. So like I try and get the answers as perfect as I could from like the lectures. I'd go to them and like I'd be like, and what do you think of this? And do you think I could add that? Or like what diagram would you like for this? And then I'd be like looking at other people's answers and like that kind of way. And then I try and like get it, like keyword it, try and remember it as much as possible. I remember I had one friend who she used to get had like a pencil case of like color coded like color markers and like pens and stuff, and she'd be writing all over pages and like drawing boxes around and like trying to memorize and like associate it that way. And then like I would do things like that, but I love to do flashcards as well. And then it kind of takes me back to the Leaving Cert. Like I used to, every time I'd get a new definition, which is kind of insane, I put it on my wall.
Yeah.
So like I had all these definitions surrounding all of my walls in my bedroom, which obviously do not do that in college.
Yeah,
It's probably very weird, but in Leaving Cert I thought it was normal. But like I think everyone works a bit differently, and there's no point putting too much pressure on yourself. But I think it takes a while as well to figure out how you learn.
definitely.
But I thought explaining it to other people, I actually found it increased my understanding a lot more. So like what we used to do is in the study rooms in college, like probably people that in COVID, like they probably aren't even in college that much, but like I found it so useful because we'd be like we discuss all the answers and we get through all the exam papers together, and then at the end for like the 2 or 3 weeks before the exams, we'd like just put so much pressure on each other in that like we'd ask each other exam questions, or we'd ask each other questions and get one person to go up to the top of the room and like start writing it on the board. And like you'd be like trying to think keywords, like trying to explain it as much as possible to people. And then like when you're trying to explain it, it's increasing your understanding of
Definitely.
it. And then there's people adding things and you're like, oh God, yeah. And then you remember that in the exam.
Yeah.
I don't know. I did find it useful,
Yeah,
yeah.
that's definitely such a good point. And it makes it more memorable when you're like, oh, that friend said that day, rather than I read it in my
Yeah.
notes.
And you know, like if you were like trying, you think you understand something. And then you try and say it, and you're like, "Oh
Yeah.
wait, and why is that?" And then they can answer, because everyone has like a different level of understanding about certain things. Some people don't understand one thing, and they understand another thing more. But yeah, no, like I'd say you're probably a whiz at analytical chemistry.
I wouldn't say that Yeah, I suppose I did forensics, so we had actually done kind of extra modules on analytical throughout, because most of forensics is actually just like analytical practices. So like we knew a lot about HPLC and GC and IC and everything from lectures, and I always felt bad for straight chem, and I suppose for the minor amounts the CPC were also involved in analytical modules, because we had so much more of a background where it was all new to E.
Yeah, no, that's it 100%. And I feel like it was just kind of brushed over a small bit when really there's so much to it.
So, what does your day-to-day look like at work? So, like, when do you arrive at work, and how is it kind of structured with like meetings and desk time and lab time and breaks, that kind of thing, just to give listeners an idea of what a career in pharma actually looks like?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so in the morning, because of COVID, and I think before COVID anyways, we have like a lot of flexi time, so we can start between 6 and 9:30, so you kind of make the day yourself. As long as you kind of come to the morning meeting and get your work done, you're sort of fine. So I usually come in at around 8, but if I'm like doing like a big analysis for that day, I could come in at like 6:30 or 7, so usually around 8. And then like I'd sort through my bits. So I check my emails, obviously. So we all have like our work laptops, and then we'll have laptops inside the lab. And then, so yeah, so then what we do is we go to our morning meetings and we discuss, you know, what everyone's plan is for the day. We discuss any safety concerns or any quality concerns, things like that. And then we listen to QA, we listen to our chemists, who are people that like inform us. They specifically own products, so then like they help us deal with all of our analyses. So then like our managers and our supervisors, and then we kind of go off. Our team is like kind of small, it's like got 10 people, and we all are kind of doing different things because like everyone specializes in something else. Everyone specializes in different things. So then no 2 days are the exact same. You could be doing something 1 week and it could be a wildly different thing the next week. But you kind of constantly learning. So I kind of try find my kind of trying to catch up on myself a lot, but I think it's because I'm kind of nervous because I'm so new. So I feel like I need to kind of prove myself a small bit, but hopefully with time I'll be so confident in my abilities that I won't need to be constantly to be doing that. Like I think some of the people that I work with, like they're just so chill, and like the difference between me and them is that they've years of experience, and they know that when things like go wrong or like an accident happens, it's not them. It's just the way it is, and that like the hours are 8 hours a day, and then you go home. Whereas I'd be like, frantically fretting and like worrying about doing this, that, and the other, and trying to like set myself up for the next day when I should just go home. But like I think that's a tough thing to do when you're so new and you're trying to like learn so much. But like so then we kind of go into the lab. We go into the lab and then you could be running an analysis and doing different bits for the day. Like for me, I'm like on HPLC at the moment and like doing different methods with that. So I'm just like testing a lot of different products because we have so many. And all of them are really, really different. Like the whole setup could be completely different from one product to another. So it's trying to make sure you like specifically follow the method, because for us, we're not in NPI. So we're like, we follow, so our we've like products that have been there for years, so like those methods are well established, so they have to be like followed clearly. And then that could take 2 or 3 days for that analysis to be done. And then throughout the day, you could be doing that, and then you could be doing multiple other things. They try and like expand your horizons where I work. Like they try and like get you involved in all these different things to try and get like your skill set up. So and it does make you more independent inside, and it makes you talk to more people. And you kind of get to know the lab a lot more and the building a lot more. So for me, I'm like a co-chair of the safety committee. Oh, so it actually is like so interesting. And I didn't think I had the confidence for it at first. I was like, oh God, maybe you should pick someone else that has like more experience. Or but I think like I try and put a lot of effort into it, and I think that's kind of what they wanted. So and it's good because like I'm constantly thinking of safety all of the time. Which I probably wouldn't have as much before. Like I'm constantly like safety at the top of my mind with everything. So like in our meetings in the morning, like I'm talking about safety, and like I have to go through like meetings throughout the day and throughout the week, and I like, try and improve processes, like and attend like people trying to improve or like implement things, and like I have to give my safety perspective on things. And then like I have to meet with different safety leaders through the site, and I have like committee meetings and like safety forums and things like that. So it's really, really interesting, and it makes you think about things that you've never had to think about before, because like it's all very GMP, and there's just a lot to learn, but it is very
I suppose
exciting.
even being co-chair of the safety committee just shows it comes back to you putting yourself out there and like getting new experiences just because you said yes.
Yes, you're 100% right, and that's why I'd encourage people to like go for the academic rep, go for this, you know, try and join this like society or join this committee, because it really does stand to you. And I feel like when you're like trying to get a job or when you're trying to do certain things, that's what they look at things that make you stand out.
That's the special stuff.
So like I really do enjoy my job. I actually really enjoy everyone I work with as well. Very interesting chat, Niamh.
Yes, well, thanks so much for coming on.
And thanks so much for having me. You're so good. You're go so good for chatting.
Please rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast on all your favorite podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'd like to thank the Royal Society of Chemistry Outreach Fund for their support and funding for this podcast, as well as the School of Chemistry in UCC for their encouragement, involvement, and support. Please reach out to us on Instagram, Twitter, or wherever you use your social media platforms and give us any feedback or comments you would like to develop the podcast with us. We are really here to serve you, so we really look forward to that feedback. Apple Podcasts seems to be the best way to help a podcast out at the moment, so any ratings and reviews on there will be hugely appreciated, guys. Until next time.